Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Tony Mintoff, who is running for mayor in Tiny Township. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is Tony Mintoff. I am running for the office of mayor. My age is irrelevant to my ability to perform all aspects of the position in question, and my immediate family members are very supportive of my endeavor. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? It has the potential to be one of the best with sound and sensible leadership. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? After over 40 years of public service, I still have the passion to help the township exceed expectations and set the bar for other municipalities to aspire to. Beach ownership doesn't affect all residents, but is fiercely disputed by those who get involved. Before property owners took over their part of the shoreline, the municipality allowed seasonal cottagers to use the land, after signing the Indigenous Treaty many years ago. Who owns tiny beaches, and what is your stance on beach rights? Beach ownership is a complex issue that has many moving parts. Some waterfront properties are privately owned. Some are not. The rights of legal ownership must be recognized, but access to all publicly owned beaches must be made available to all residents of Tiny whenever it is safe to do so. There is a difference between what is legally right and morally right, and the aggregate operations in Tiny appear to straddle that definition. What is your stance on aggregate operations in Tiny? I am opposed to any continued operations at French's Hill until the scientific study has been completed and the results analyzed and understood. I will fight to achieve an immediate moratorium on all operations underway. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? In addition to county council committees, I have a special interest in the Huronia Airport Commission, the Seniors Advisory Committee, and the Committee of Adjustment. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Identifying issues, presenting solutions and engaging the public through in-person chats and social media outlets can stimulate interest and encourage electoral participation. Tiny is facing several issues currently that impact a large number of residents. Hopefully, this will reflect itself at the ballot box. Making seasonal residents aware of their right to vote in Tiny is critical to improving voter turnout. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals, as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? I believe that many of Tiny's residents are not aware of how little our provincial government is doing to protect our natural heritage, wetlands and farmlands. Developers and the aggregate industry are having a field day in Ontario. The province is planning for a countywide population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? Based on provincial policy, there will be very small population increases, relatively speaking, through development in Tiny, as our official plan is very restrictive. However, the Huronia Airport lands have a great deal of potential for development as employment lands that have the capability of creating many jobs both in and external to the aviation industry. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? Criminal code enforcement is a police responsibility not typically addressed by municipal bylaws but through the Police Services Board. Council can direct police resources to the specific problems facing our residents by working together with our policing partners. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? 3 years ago, I would have said a new township administration building, but COVID has changed the way services are delivered to the residents by our staff, in some cases. Once the dust settles on the new workplace realities, we will be able to re-evaluate that need. Tiny has no major and pressing infrastructure needs that would require an immediate and excessive tax increase. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? I could not locate it on the township's website, but I believe that the procurement bylaw is outdated and in dire need of updating. As an example, there have been no RFPs, request for proposals, or RFQs, request for quotations, for the provision of any of the various consulting services that the township purchases, in many years. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? I would like the residents, and our employees, to view Tiny as a progressive leader in the delivery of municipal services in a professional and respectful manner, doing so as effectively, efficiently, and safely as possible. Municipal election information for Tiny Township is available on the elections page of the town website. For Tiny Township residents, the Township of Tiny will be using the vote-by-mail method in the 2022 municipal election. This voting method has been used in the last four elections and has proven to be effective in meeting the needs of our permanent and seasonal electors, as well as meeting accessibility requirements. Eligible electors in the Township of Tiny shall receive their vote-by-mail kit the week of September 26, 2022. The proposed last recommended date to return the completed kit by mail is October 13, 2022. During regular business hours from Thursday, September 1, 2022, to October 23, 2022, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and until 8 p.m. on October 24, 2022, eligible voters can register and make changes to their information on the voters list with the municipality. Am I on the voters list is available on the township's election page at www.tiny.ca/voterlist. If you are not currently on the voters list and are eligible to vote, please visit the municipal office during regular business hours with acceptable identification, or contact the clerk's department at 705-526-4204 extension 225 or 229.